Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good, what is today, Thursday already?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's already Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I know the week goes differently for everybody.
Yeah, it does.
But man, this one has flown by for me.
Me too.
My goodness.
I could have sworn it was Tuesday this morning.
But then again, Tuesday. I've been busier than a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest, so... Did I tell you
Is that person actually busy? Because if they're using the one, aren't they spending more time on the ground?
Unless they can pull off that Karate Kid move from 1984.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Weird idiom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry. You were saying.
Oh, did I tell you? I had breakfast with Coach Odom yesterday morning. We had lovely breakfast.
I love that you still get together with your coach. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it was very nice. 8 in 10 Americans said they plan to charge holiday gifts this year.
Charge. Like on a credit card. Got it.
Correct. According to a new survey, 8 in 10 Americans say they plan to use credit cards to pay for holiday gifts. 30% say they will use buy now, pay later.
Ooh, it's the new layaway, Scott.
Is that dangerous territory to walk in?
Well, it's the reverse layaway, right? With layaway, didn't you pay it up? You paid for months before you got the product.
So with layaway, they would set it aside.
Right.
At Kmart, because that's how we did Christmas.
So buy now, pay later is for the folks now who can't get a credit card because their credit score is so in the dumps, probably because they had bad credit in the past. Or if you're like me, you've never had credit and you can't afford something.
Boy, we've really got to get you some credit, buddy.
That buy now, pay later also applies to so many of the online type of products that you will see on Facebook and other social media.
Not even that. There's like that. I'll buy something on Amazon and they'll say, would you like to buy now, pay later? And I'm like, it's $12.
Yeah. Right. So that's one of the major issues right now with young kids that are hitting 18 years old and going to be on their own is parents have no idea it's happening because they're doing it through their cell phones. But they hit 18 and the parents realize, oh my God, my kid has $10,000 in buy now, pay later debt. What were they doing? And the kid's like, I'm buying Chipotle.
Jeans and Chipotle.
What do you mean you get rejected for credit cards?
I've been rejected thrice now for credit cards.
I would go directly to your bank, Sam, and ask them, what do you suggest for I have to establish credit.
All three of which, by the way, were entry-level zero credit cards. And I'm like, there's no more entry-level options. God. Yeah, so. No, you're right, though. I do just need to go through the bank.
But. Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I remember the first time I ever got a credit card, it was my sophomore year. I had just arrived in Lawrence. And like vultures.
They just gave them out with a free T-shirt.
That's exactly right. And like vultures, they were parked out front of the student union. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting my first credit card I didn't know anything
about
credit cards or credit or anything like that. I was
The interest rates.
Right. And I'll get to that in a second here, Dan. But, you know, I had wonderful parents and who taught me a lot about the ropes of life.
Yeah.
The one thing they didn't teach me about was credit cards and credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember rolling up to Lawrence in the fall of 1990, and I'm walking past the student union, and here is this Visa table, and they're giving away a Jayhawk T-shirt. I didn't have one yet. I wanted one real bad. And all I had to do was sign up for their stupid credit card, right? 20% interest.
Ooh.
Scott, I was in line behind you. I got the same card. It had a Jayhawk on it.
I didn't even know if 20% interest was good or bad. And so I didn't use it a lot.
Oh,
but,
I did.
But I would use it from I would use it from time to
time. That's where the similarities are going to end between you and I.
And I was so young, so naive, so dumb that I remember I would get my Visa credit card bill every month, and it would say, you know, that I had, let's say, $250 on my account, on my balance. And the minimum payment was $15.
Yeah. Oh, I can just spend $15. I'm good to go.
So I would spend $15.
And then spend $20.
The next month, the bill would arrive, and now I didn't owe $250. I owe $255.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute.
And it's only worse now because of the digital age and the digital cards and everything being basically what we grew up with the sci-fi credits. It's not really money. It's just credits, like in sci-fi movies and such.
Yeah.
And it's even worse now.
I remember breaking down in tears in front of my grandma and grandpa. And I knew it was bad. I didn't know how bad. Whatever the limit was on that card.
You had reached it?
I had reached it.
There's a limit? What do you mean?
Yeah. Back then, they did have a limit on the KU card.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot either.
And they sat me down and they said, do you understand how this works now?
Mm-mm.
And I said, yes. I go out and I have a good time. And then I get this bill and they're yelling at me because I can't pay it.
What doesn't make sense to me, though, is that I watch some of these like finance advice podcasts where they sit people down who have like $15,000 in credit card debt and basically just yell at them for an hour about how stupid they are. For whatever reason, I find them entertaining. These people have never had a job. They're 30 and have $15,000 in credit card debt.
And you can't get a credit card.
I've been working for 12 years. I've never owed anybody a dollar. I've paid everything up front. I paid for college up front.
You are the lowest risk person with respect to credit that I think I've ever met.
We don't want to give you a credit card because you pay all your bills.
My grandparents said to me real quick, Scott, they said, we've talked about this between us, and we would like to offer you a solution. We would like to pay off that credit card. We will pay them directly. We're going to pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
We would like you to destroy it, and we will chalk this up as a very expensive lesson learned.
How much interest did they charge you?
And I got
it's got to be 20%.
I paid them, you know, probably $20 back, Dan. They weren't in it for the money. They wanted me to learn the lesson. That's and my grandfather, the farmer, never paid for anything. He was Sam. If he had cash, he paid for it. If he didn't, they didn't go on fancy trips. And so they said, if you get rid of the card, you don't go down this road again. We're going to bail you out. Everyone has to learn this lesson. And I took scissors in front of them right there. I cut it up and I said, I will never do it again.
So Sam, what you need to do, and I don't give advice, but if I did, you need to get yourself, even if it's a high interest credit card, okay? Go out, get a card, rack up a couple of things, just a couple. Don't pay it all off at the end of 1 month, but make sure it's within reason what you can afford to pay off.
Right.
Right. So let's say you rack up $150 in 1 month, pay off $125, and carry $25 worth of debt into the next month.
Yeah. Tricking the system.
Making it think that, you know, I can make payments. And then next month, rack up another $100. So now you have $125 on the card. Pay off $120.
I applied for the highest possible interest credit card I could apply for and was denied.
Are you sure you're not in witness protection something and you're
it's
telling?
It's his prison record that's coming
right. What
back.
Is it in your past?
My first one was a Home Depot card. Denied. Second, I was like, Discover It. I've heard great things about that. Denied. And then the third one, I was like, what is a credit card that I can get if I've never had credit?
Your wallet?
And I literally Googled the highest interest credit card that they have. It had a fee to enter. I was offering to pay them money to get me a dang card. And they were like, nah, we're good.
Oh, Sam.
Your bank should be able to help you out.
You know what? I'll hook you up with my friends at UMB. Shameless plug. When we get back, the verdict is in. The teacher in the lawsuit against the principal.
She wanted $40 million.
Who failed to stop a six-year-old who shot her. By the way, was told four times this principal that a six-year-old has a gun. Six-year-old has a gun. We've seen the gun. A kid on the playground saw the gun. The verdict is in. When we get back, we will tell you what a jury has awarded that teacher.
913-586-7798.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You will not believe the movie coming to theaters near you because no one has an original idea anymore.
So it's a remake of something or a sequel to something.
From our childhood, Scott, I will give you a hint.
Okay.
The first one was a smash success. The second one I don't even remember. And now we're getting a third one.
Okay, so it only had two. There were only two Young Guns?
I would call it scary, but not realistic.
Scary, but 80s or
70s? 80s, and there was merch. My goodness, there was merch. I had a little doll. I had a little replica of what this thing was. Think E.T., but not E.T.
Not Chucky.
Nope, before that.
Before Chucky, which I believe came out in 87 or 88.
Do not feed them.
Oh, Gremlins.
After midnight.
There's a Gremlins 3 coming out now?
Gremlins 3 at some point is coming to a theater near you. Variety magazine just posted it. Same director, by the way. Was that
who knows?
It says yes, it says Warner's is making Gremlins 3 with Steven Spielberg.
Did he do he didn't do Gremlins 2 though, I don't think.
Oh, I doubt it very much.
That was a turd.
Warner Brothers Discovery Chief David Zaslav announced today the green light of a new Gremlins film during the company's third quarter earnings call. He said Steven Spielberg is back on board as executive producer through his company Amblin Entertainment. Huh. The 1984 original film's writer Chris Columbus is also returning to produce and direct.
Gremlins 1 was great.
This will be the first Gremlins movie, by the way, for the first time in 37 years. We're not going to get to see it for until 2027. They call the first Gremlins dark horror comedy. It was a box office smash. They spent $11 million making it. You want to know what it grossed?
I'm going to guess. Are we talking about $84 or what it would be
$84.
Today? $84. I'm going to say $11 million to make. It made $110
million. $151
million
domestically.
Huh.
All I remember was a scene in a bar where they go in and the girl's trying to make all the gremlins drinks and one of them is hanging from a ceiling fan and the ceiling fan is going around and around and around.
Remember, if they get water on them, they start to bubble up.
What was his name, Mowgli?
I think that sounds right.
I had that little doll.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
you've
my
never
gosh.
Seen the movie Gremlins?
Uh-uh. Sam, we're going to need you to go back and watch Gremlins.
So, okay, so okay. They're super cute, right?
Furry.
Like little furry fuzzballs. But if they touch water after midnight.
They eat after midnight.
Or eat or whatever it is. They turn into.
Monsters.
They lose their fur. They're green, scaly, evil looking monsters.
Wow.
And if they get water on them, on their skin, when they're the furry little fuzzballs, they bubble and the bubbles pop off and form new gremlins. It's pretty awesome.
I didn't know this. The notion of gremlins, because we've heard that, like, Sam, if a computer's not working, you'll hear people say it must be a gremlin. The notion of gremlins was first conceived during the 1920s when mechanical failures in Royal Air Force aircraft were jokingly blamed on the small monsters. The term gremlins also entered popular culture as a children's author and pilot Ronald Dahl published a book called The Gremlins in 1943.
Huh.
Walt Disney considered adapting the project into a feature film. It never got off the ground.
Should have.
Yeah, so we had mentioned Elon Musk's potential pay package.
Over $1 trillion, yeah.
It has been approved.
Wow.
Oh, you were going to read us the verdict in the
teacher
shooting.
It comes with an incredibly high bar, though.
Yeah, he has to. The company has to become worth $8.5 trillion, of which right now I believe it's only worth $1.5 trillion.
The stock payout would come with 12 different markers, the first marker being if the company reaches a valuation of $2 trillion with 20 million vehicles sold. The second bar, this is the second bar of 12. It doesn't even go into the final 10. The second bar of 12, which would make him a trillionaire, is a $3 trillion company valuation. And if you've heard of these Optimus humanoid robots, the company must sell 1 million of them.
Of the robots.
At $20,000 a piece.
Oh, my.
I've seen one of those. They freak me out.
Second bar.
All right. Teacher Abby Zwirner has just been awarded $10 million.
She wanted $40
million. In the lawsuit against the principal, I don't.
It was a vice principal.
That woman, oh my God, who failed to stop the 6-year-old who shot her. A Virginia jury has found a former elementary school administrator liable for $10 million in the shooting of the first grade teacher by the 6-year-old nearly 3 years ago. My God. Yeah. Former first grade educator Abigail Zwirner sued Ebony Parker, the former vice principal of Rich Neck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia, for gross negligence, check, alleging Parker failed to act on multiple verbal warnings that the 6-year-old boy had a gun and was acting alarmingly the day of the shooting. They deliberated over 5 hours on Wednesday and then into Thursday. She had been seeking $40 million, as you said, Scott. She was awarded 10. She will never work in that capacity again. She's got such PTSD because the shot went through her hand and then into her stomach area.
Into her chest, yeah.
And the bullet remains lodged there. It is too dangerous to remove it.
Her left hand is almost unusable. I actually found this trial to be mildly offensive. They really tried to blame her for the shooting.
Unbelievable.
That she knew that the kid had a gun, or had been told that the kid had a gun in his backpack.
4 times.
And the school district argued, because I watched some of the trial earlier this week, she did not ask the boy to show her his backpack. Instead, referring the information to the assistant principal.
Correct.
Who is no longer the assistant principal at that school.
And before the shooting, Scott, the teacher went into the backpack. She saw him rummaging in it, and then they go out to recess. Mm-hmm. She goes into the backpack when they're in recess. The gun is gone. There's nothing in there.
The gun was in his waistband at recess.
So she goes to the principal and says, hey, I'm worried he's got the gun on him. There's nothing in the backpack. Mm-hmm. Then a student comes in from recess, says shakily, he showed us a gun. He has a gun.
Yeah.
The principal then says, this woman should never, ever, ever work in education again. The principal then says, his mom will be here soon. Mm-hmm. We'll search him then. We'll let the parents deal with it.
Also, wasn't this the kid who, maybe I'm conflating two different stories, was not supposed to be in class without a parent?
He had ODD, which is when you defy all authoritative people. And yes, this was the one day of that school year that neither of his parents were able to be there. She's never going to see a dime of this, though, because they took out the one entity that could have paid out, which was the school district.
Right.
This the assistant principal doesn't have $10 million.
No, but would there be an insurance policy for your employees when an employee is sued? I know they were not sued. But is there an umbrella policy covering the employees when the employees are sued for something that happens in the school?
I have no idea. I do know the mom in this case is currently in prison for child neglect.
I believe it was also lying on a gun form.
I believe that's also true.
And by the way, Abby Zwirner going into cosmetology.
What kills me, listen, they kept saying this. Their lawyers kept arguing that no one could have predicted what would unfold that day, that a child would have a gun and bring it to school. Right. They actually said that in their closing argument, the defense, that no one could have predicted this. When you are told 4 times that a very troubled child who is so troubled he cannot be in class without a mom, when a troubled child has a gun 4 times, how can you say with a straight face that, quote, no one could have predicted this.
And as we go to break, I'll leave you with this. They also, she claimed that she suffered from PTSD. I don't know who wouldn't. They challenged that, they being the school district, by bringing up the fact that months after she had been shot, she went to a Taylor Swift concert with her sister.
Oh, my God.
And they made the argument, or they tried to make the argument, if you're suffering from PTSD, how do you find the wherewithal and the gumption to go to a Taylor Swift concert? Shouldn't you be staying at home crying in your own tears?
That's offensive.
That's offensive
to every soldier listening.
I agree.
That has been to war.
Is she not allowed to have a life just because she has been shot? Her sister, by the way, claimed that she bought the tickets for her and Abigail Swerner to try to get her back into living, to get back to life. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. The gremlin name you were thinking of is Gizmo.
Gizmo. Thank you, text line.
Man, text line is all over it.
A gizmo.
Gizmo.
My mom bought me one of those little plush dolls. I slept with it. She's like, don't feed it after midnight.
I was going to say, did you feed it after midnight?
Put it in sunlight? Remember, you couldn't put him in sunlight either.
Just wanted to see what happened, Mom.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said today that he would order, or check that yesterday, that he would order a 10% cut in flights at 40 major U.S. airports, citing air traffic control safety concerns as a government shutdown hit a record 36th day yesterday. The drastic plan sent airlines scrambling to make significant reductions in flights in just 36 hours, and passengers flooded airline customer service hotlines with concerns about air travel in the coming days. They have released the list of the 40 airports that will be seeing a 10% reduction. Kansas City is not on the list, nor is St. Louis.
Even though we were the 40th busiest airport.
Some of the airports that they chose were not even in the top 40. For example, one of the airports that they selected for a 10% reduction in flights in and out is Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
They dinged both airports in Dallas, DFW and Love Field.
Okay, what does this mean trickle-down-wise for us?
Well, it depends. Not necessarily getting out. The Kansas City will still have, the way I understand the story, the same number of departures it would have on any given day. It's if you go to one of these other airports that are listed, there's going to be a 10% reduction in the number of flights leaving. So let's say, and I'm just spitballing here, let's say you fly down to Dallas, okay?
Okay.
And normally there would be, say, 4, 5, 6 flights to Kansas City on any given day.
Sure.
And I don't know how many there really are. Instead of 6, there would be 5 to choose from. Instead of 5, there would be 4.
Okay. You don't think there's going to be any trickle down here at all?
Fox 4 has been following the Fly KCI delays all day. As of 4 p.m., the number was in the 70s.
70 delays?
Delayed flights.
Yeah. Someone very close to me literally left KCI an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
And told me there was absolutely no trouble getting through TSA.
I'm sure it was wide open.
No trouble getting on the flight.
I hope you're right. That makes me happy.
So,
if you are, because my mom was like, well, what's this mean? Are you not going to be able to, you know, I mean, people have.
Now, what are you flying into? New Orleans?
We're actually flying directly into Gulfport.
From Kansas City?
Yes, you can do that.
They have a direct from KCI to Gulfport, Mississippi?
You cannot fly on Southwest and do that, but they do have that option. It's more expensive, but this is what we figured out, Scott, and you know this because you travel. By the time you get to New Orleans, rent a car. By the time all that stuff happens, you're spending what you would have spent for the higher ticket.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a novel idea. And I don't care what side of the line you're on. Let's just end the shutdown and get these hardworking people paid.
I'm certain there is a way that they can meet in the middle.
One would think, but
neither are willing to budge.
And then Congress would actually have to go back to work.
Wait, Congress would have to work?
Yeah, no, they'd have to go back to Washington.
What? They're not going to do that.
They're not in Washington right now. 9 people remain missing as authorities sift through the massive wreckage field from the UPS cargo plane crash in Louisville, Kentucky, that killed at least 12 people. So 12 people are confirmed dead. They can't find nine others.
I also read overnight that there really is no path forward with respect to victim identification.
Because of the fire.
We will leave it at that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those who died, you know, you saw the, there are all kinds of new angles coming out because of dash cam. And there's one overnight that is just, Sam, did you see it? The latest dash cam that shows a different angle of that plane coming down.
Not the guy at the end of the runway?
No, this is a different one where the top of the building is sheared through, like someone took a knife to a tin can.
Well, they have before and after photos.
Of the debris field.
Of the crash field. And it is striking, to say the least.
And that debris field stretched a half mile.
Yeah, it's...
And did you say, Dana, yesterday that they found debris 10 miles away? How is that even possible?
Because of the blast. When the explosion happens, like think about how many times you've covered a gas explosion.
Yeah.
And people find, you know, curtains in their yard several blocks away or whatever.
And if any of that debris reaches a certain altitude and hits the jet stream,
huh,
it's going.
Do either of you have seasonal affective disorder or SAD?
I think we all do to some extent.
Yep,
Certainly after daylight saving time.
They are out with the top 10 cities where seasonal depression hits the hardest. None of these are big cities per se.
Is it just always Alaska?
No, actually.
The whole time.
Right, the entire state. Actually, in Alaska, you know, you wouldn't get seasonal affective disorder in the summer. The sun's up all the time.
Seattle?
No, like I said, none of these are particularly big.
Hmm.
Utica, New York, Binghamton, New York. Number 8 is Bowling Green, Kentucky. Number 7 is Ottumwa, Iowa.
What metric did they use to study this? Does it say? Like number of vitamin D supplements purchased? Or
I'd have to go back and look and see what their criteria was.
You know, because I think if you ask anybody this time of year, we're all just like,
Number 1 is Idaho Falls, Idaho. There is none in the states of Kansas or Missouri.
It's hitting me hard. Driving home in the dark, I get home and I want to do nothing.
Yep, I have it. And by the way, before, I'll just say this. I told somebody that I was in a relationship with once that I thought I had seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, you got one of those little lamps.
And this person told me to buck up and pull up my pants.
Wow.
Get over it, chief.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding, man. They literally told me just to buck up.
And you said this is someone you were once in a relationship with?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
so that list is long.
You know this. Wow. There are things you can do.
And diversify.
There are things you can do. Exercise, eat right, all that stuff. But it really, when you're leaving work and it's dark out,
it sucks. I'll tell you this, though. Getting a new dog in my life was one of the best things I've ever done, and here's why. Not only because now I'm not alone at home, you know, for X number of hours every morning, but I get out and we walk a mile every morning, at least 1 mile.
Yeah.
And then I'll take her out back and we'll throw the ball. This ball must have meth on it. She is addicted to this ball. And so there I am out in the backyard, you know, we don't have a fence and there's no homes behind us. So we got this gigantic field and there I am standing out there in the sun,
yep,
getting vitamin D. It's vitamin D, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It is absolutely. Vitamin D, yes.
And so I just sit out there and I throw that ball until she can't run anymore. And I'm just soaking up that vitamin D. And then I get in the car and come to work and I'm happy.
From the text line, it doesn't affect Scott because when Wheel of Fortune comes on, it's dark outside. And that's his happiest time of the day.
It's always sunny out when America's game's on.
That's exactly right.
Spin that wheel.
Boy, I'll tell you what. The new episode of Chad Powers dropped this week. I cannot say enough about this show.
Show
Chad Powers.
You didn't tell us about this.
Yes, I, Sam.
Like 14 times.
I am in love with this show.
Chad Powers,
and the guy who he was in Top Gun. What's his name? Sam Teller.
Miles
Teller, is that his name? The guy who plays Hangman in Top Gun Maverick.
Okay,
he's the star of this show. And you'd recognize a couple of other people. I don't know their names, but you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that's a B-list actor. It's very good, and it's very funny. And
oh, I'm always in for funny.
How do I?
Yeah, what's it about?
So it's about a washed-up college football player who gets a second chance.
Oh, okay.
But is it really him?
Okay.
Or is he somebody else?
Oh, okay. But it's funny. It's a comedy?
I wouldn't say it's a comedy.
Dramedy? Can you give me dramedy?
Yeah, it's a dramedy.
Okay.
And it is, I was on the edge of my seat last night.
Okay.
I thought the floor was about to fall out for Chad Powers.
Okay. And Dana, I've brought it up before, I think. Have I mentioned The Diplomat to you on Netflix?
Yes. Glenn Powell is from Top Gun.
I watched the first season of The Diplomat.
So the new season just came out,
yes.
And we are going back and rewatching.
That's the Kerry Russell.
Up to speed. I don't know actors' names or actresses' names,
I don't either.
I forgot how good that show is.
It's good. It's good.
I think I tried to get into that and couldn't.
It's strikingly honest about what Hollywood views as our foreign relations, and I can't imagine they're not that far off.
I think you would enjoy it, Scott.
The Diplomat?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it another shot.
All right.
And Sam, you're back on Netflix.
That's where The Diplomat is.
Oh, didn't take sell long out. To dive right back on in, did
what
it, Sam?
Talking what talking about? I held out for years.
What a sellout.
I know. I have no morals.
913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What is one of the first lessons that we learn as children at daycare, say, Scott, age 2, age 3, what is one of the first lessons you learn?
Don't hit, don't slap, don't bite.
Sam, weren't you a biter?
No, what?
Didn't you get bitten? We've talked about this before.
It was an adult at a Kiss concert by some crazy mom from Iowa.
Okay, well, I was violent in many ways. I don't think biting was one of them.
You weren't a biter. Okay, I'm glad you brought up crazy because that goes right along with the story you're about to hear. A Kansas man who is in jail for biting a police officer has been sentenced for biting an inmate.
Hmm?
25-year-old man was sentenced to the Kansas Department of Corrections on Wednesday for biting an inmate during their jail basketball game.
Well, he didn't just bite him. He Mike Tysoned him.
Court records say it is the second time he's been sentenced for a biting-related assault in Leavenworth. He faces approximately 5.5 more years for aggravated battery in connection with the assault that happened the first one in the summer of 2022. Apparently, he was playing basketball with other inmates at the jail's rec pod when at one point during the game, he jumped on his fellow inmate's back and bit off the top of his ear.
Yummy.
He was subsequently charged after having already been jailed for a similar assault case for biting a Leavenworth police officer during an arrest 4 years ago.
When you bite off a piece of someone's ear,
I don't want to think about it, Scott.
Do you eat it or spit it out?
It's not like a pork rind. You definitely spit it out.
You think it's chewy?
Yeah, that cartilage would be very
chewy.
Oh,
gross!
Like a gummy bear?
Worse. Like, think like a well-done steak, Scott.
Gross!
Well, actually, the less done the steak is, the more chewy it is.
I don't want to talk about
well done steaks.
What
are
a
not
human
chewy.
Ear may or may not.
The question
taste
is,
like
do you put ketchup on the ear first?
Well, you don't have to. It's got plenty
you guys,
of blood.
Stop it! Stop it!
That is not a dry piece of meat.
Gross.
And if you spit it out,
I'm done. I know.
Do you pick it up and throw it away? Or do you just leave it there?
No, you yell at your victim, can you hear me now?
Sew it back on.
You can put cartilage back together.
You can?
I'm living proof.
Lend me an ear.
I almost lent somebody a nose.
Well, that would have been the pavement, but yeah.
No, it would have been the glass. The nose landed in my lap.
Delicious.
And I didn't eat it.
That would have been a weird initial reaction. Oh, look, my nose. So you were one decision away from being in a psych ward for the rest of your
that's
life.
That's what we're saying. God.
Nancy Pelosi announcing today she is done. She's not going to seek re-election.
Saw that. She's not going to re-elect. Nope. Mizzou student from Overland Park is accused of strangling a victim after he was blocked on Snapchat. Young man Maxwell Warren faces charges of first-degree burglary, two counts of felony domestic assault, and one count of misdemeanor domestic assault.
While allegedly strangling his victim, he yelled at them, "Unblock me on Snapchat."
My God.
Is that true?
That is true.
That is true.
And then texted them later apologizing for their violent outburst.
Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. The news with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.